From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says he's confident the compromise on tax cuts and other economic moves he's hammered out with congressional Republican leaders will eventually be approved by lawmakers, despite some strong opposition by Democrats in both houses of Congress.
My sense is that there are going to be discussions between both House and Senate leadership about all the final elements of the package. Keep in mind, we didn't actually write a bill. We put forward a framework. I'm confident that the framework is going to look like the one that we put forward.
The president, in an interview on NPR's Morning Edition, says nobody, Democrat or Republican, wants to see people's paychecks get smaller on January 1st because Congress did not act. The Senate is debating the plan, which has been revised with provisions to encourage more production of hybrid cars and alternative forms of energy. But Democrats in the House have voted in a closed-door meeting not to allow the package to reach the floor for a vote unless tax breaks for the wealthy are scaled back. The Senate has dealt another major setback to efforts to repeal the ban on gays serving openly in the military. NPR's David Wellner reports the move to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell fell just short of the 60 votes it needed to advance.
Majority Leader Harry Reid forced a vote on bringing up the defense bill it's attached to. But Republicans have vowed to block all legislation until Congress extends the expiring Bush-era tax cuts. And all but one of them voted to block the bill, as did one Democrat. But Connecticut Independent Joe Lieberman, a leading sponsor of the repeal, expressed confidence that more Republicans will back the measure once tax cuts are extended.
It ain't over. We've got 60 or more votes, and we're going to keep fighting until the clock runs out. And as I look at the clock, there's a lot of time left to get this done.
With Congress scheduled to adjourn a week from now, Lieberman is now pushing for a vote on a standalone bill repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Obama administration is sending a message to the leader of the Ivory Coast. Either accept his election defeat or step down and face U.S. sanctions. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports on stepped-up efforts to resolve the political crisis in the West African nation.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton described Alassane Ouattara as the rightfully elected president of the Ivory Coast and said the former president, Laurent Gbagbo, should respect those results and give up power.
President Obama is personally involved. He has sent a letter to President Gbagbo urging him to step aside and warning of consequences if he does not.
The secretary was speaking alongside her counterpart from Nigeria, who echoed the call for a peaceful political transition in the Ivory Coast. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Authorities in China have tightened a clampdown on dissidents and are blocking some news websites in advance of ceremonies to award the Nobel Peace Prize to jailed dissident Liu Xiaobo. This is NPR News from Washington. Rival candidates in Haiti's presidential election are calling on supporters to take their protest to the street amid escalating tensions over which candidate should be in the upcoming runoff vote. More gunfire could be heard in the capital, Port-au-Prince, overnight. The State Department is warning U.S. citizens to avoid non-essential travel to Haiti. Pressure is mounting on health officials to use cholera vaccine to help stem the widening outbreak of that disease in Haiti as well as other Caribbean nations. NPR's Richard Knox reports the argument is gaining some traction.
Public health officials have resisted using available cholera vaccines in Haiti, where a cholera epidemic has been raging since October. There's a global shortage of cholera vaccine, and many have said the priority should be treating the sick. But as the disease begins to spread into the neighboring Dominican Republic, the Pan American Health Organization is changing its mind. Dr. John Andrus of PAHO says manufacturers have more vaccine on hand than previously believed, so a crash vaccination campaign may be feasible.
It will be a challenge. It's not to say it cannot be done, but there could be a very good potential role for this vaccine, so that's how we're looking at it.
One big advantage, available vaccines can be given by mouth. That means non-medical volunteers could help give it. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Sound of B.B. King performing at the lighting of the National Christmas Tree near the White House. First Lady Michelle Obama read to the children gathered for the event.
All right, you guys, you ready for this story?
Yes.
All right, here we go. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.